This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And that's really what I really do want you to be part of the solution. I know sometimes you may not feel that way. You may not think that that's what I want, but it is. You got to get involved. You got to get engaged. You got a great show. Well, you know, I hate saying I got a great show for you today, because that kind of puts out there that it's never a great show. It's always a great show. Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's always a great show. Anyway, I really do appreciate it. Guys, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the polls. A lot you can do up there. But really what you can do for me up there is go ahead and sign up for a newsletter. That would really be cool. Because if you sign up for the newsletter, you know, just it helps you get the message out. You can always can that anytime you want to. You don't have to take it forever and ever and ever in a day. Right? I mean, seriously. So get up there, sign up for it. Because I really do want you to be part of the solution, part of the conversation. It's amazing how, you know, I was talking to a guy the other day that some of you will say, so what? Some of you will get what I'm saying. But he actually said to me when we were talking a little bit about, you know, God and things like that, he said, yeah, I don't believe in the Bible. I think the Bible's got a lot of fake stories in it. And I said, really? That's interesting. I said, what stories are you referring to? And well, let me ask you, have you actually read the Bible? I mean, you've actually read it. He said, no. So in the back of my head, you know, if you've been listening to any length of time, you know what I'm thinking in the back of my head, right? This guy's a moron. It's like, oh, my God. You know what? I hate avocados. You hate avocados. Well, how have you had them? I haven't. Wait a minute. You've never had an avocado, and you're telling me you hate avocados? What would you call that person? A moron, right? Really simple. And that's kind of how we are in politics a lot of times. When I talk to a lot of you about what's going on and what's going on in the political world and what have you, you'll make comments to me about certain bills, certain issues, certain people for that matter, and you don't have any real information on it. You're coming at it from a very ignorant, well, almost a moronic perspective. Don't do that. Get engaged. You know, look, I'd rather it be my show, obviously, but if it's not, right, grab a show that you can relate to, that you can connect with, that you understand the commentator. Make sure it's a good one. Make sure they're real. Make sure they're honest. All right, and get your information and put it out there to your friends. Don't be afraid. Stop. You know, we went through this last yesterday with Dr. B on fear. Don't let this be fear. Don't let them drive you by fear. Notice I say let them. Don't let them drive you in fear. You take over. You do the right thing. And again, for my Christian brothers and sisters, man, I don't even get you half the time. I know it's terrible, but I don't. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Guess who joins me after the break? Yeah, one of your favorites. Brad Dacus from Pacific Justice Institute. Have you seen Joe Biden's new commercial, anybody? I may play it for you later on. But it's a commercial all about fresh starts. It's a fresh start. You're tired of the darkness of the last 4 years. I mean, all this negativity stuff, right? All the stuff that they say they're not part of. And then you get Joe Biden at the end. Now, I want you to think about this. Can you actually use the word fresh start and Joe Biden in the same sentence? He's had 47, almost 50 years to make changes, to make things happen. He's been a racist from way back when. We've got video after video after video. Right? And you won't hear anything from them. I don't know if some of you saw the clip that President Trump, it appeared that he got confused as to where he was going. And CNN and MSNBC and ABC, DFC, they only played a certain part of the clip. And in the clip, what they were trying to do was he walking back on the White House lawn, and it looks like he's looking around for something, like he didn't know where he was, which was not the case at all. He walked back to, well, I mean, a little chivalrous of him, to walk back to just before the puddle. He was looking for his wife to point to the puddle to say, just make sure you don't step in that. It was very obvious as to what he was doing, but they can't play that way. And I don't expect anything different from them. They just can't play that way. But every time you see that ad, you need to giggle and say, are you kidding me? Hey, remember the what BLM stands for? Make sure. I think I'm going to have buttons made up. Although, see, the problem is when I have buttons like this made up or shirts, a lot of you won't wear them. I don't know what you're afraid of, but you won't wear them. But I think we should have a button that says BLM, and on it should say burning, looting, and mayhem. Because look around. Now, for clarity, I don't believe that the original, the people who originally were getting involved with BLM really thought that it was going to be this bad. That's what I believe. You don't have to. Didn't ask you to. All right? But I can't, after seeing what they're doing and how they're doing, I can't imagine you thinking anything else. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Brad Dacus will join us after the break, I promise you. And you won't have just me. You'll have him, too. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No, 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 no.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. This is the Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, truly being part of the solution. The Seattle, I got to be nice. Okay. The Seattle nut jobs are closing another park to a Christian rally. And even with all the Antifa riots going on, all the nasties going on, I don't see them in masks and doing the social distancing thing, but worshiping. That could be detrimental to your health. I'm obviously living in a backwards world, but I don't know enough about this stuff. Let's bring Brad Dacus on. Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, always fun and a pleasure to have you on, and I'm so glad you can clear up some of this stuff for us. This is just crazy. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing great, Joe. Just great. I appreciate that very much.
Well, we're fighting discrimination. We don't want to be discriminatory. We want to make sure everybody has equity or equality or whatever words they're using for it today. And yet, Seattle was closed the park to a Christian rally. Even though, you know, what is it, 30 feet, 40 feet, 50 feet away, you got Antifa pounding on each other, hugging up on each other, slapping each other with the high five with no, I mean, help me out here, will you?
Yeah, I tell you, Joe, this is not unusual. This is what we're seeing. We're seeing this in a number of places where a different standard is set, where if you're a religious group wanting to have a worship service, outdoor church service, partly because the government's giving you little or no choice because they shut down your church building, you can't, and you don't have space for an outdoor service, they're being treated differently than demonstrators and rioters. Those demonstrators, rioters, they don't have any permit. They just go out and do it. And yet when you have people for a worship service, they go, they try to get a permit, say, no, you're not allowed, we're going to arrest you if you do this, we're going to... And it's just clearly a double standard. And that's why we're actually litigating these issues as they come up, and that's what we're doing it very swiftly as we have to engage in church services being attempt to be shut down when, as you said, other groups are allowed to meet with no problem.
Yeah, not an issue, and nobody's even flinching about it when you look at what's going on. It's amazing to me. But when you get into the courts, are these valid and viable defenses in saying, hey, look, for this in this particular instance where you have Seattle closing the park to a Christian rally, yet the Antifa riots or the Antifa people or whatever group they fall in are out there in the streets, no masks, no social, you know, none of that. And yet, I mean, would a judge, you think, are you 99% sure the judge would go, yeah, this is discrimination, this is not allowed to happen?
Most judges. Now, there's some judges that are activist judges that don't believe in religious freedom, i.e. they're appointed by another administration. You can have those kind of judges. I've seen those kind of judges before. I will say, though, by and large, most judges, I think, will look at this and see clearly the double standard. Can a government have permit requirements? Yes. Can they have reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions? Yes. Can they discriminate against one group and one messaging versus another? Absolutely not, especially when they're showing blatant hostility towards people of faith and gatherings of faith.
Yeah, I was going to kick out of this. You know, you read into the stories and, you know, who actually sent them out to stop the whole thing. Because a lot of times when you see the police officers dealing with this, they're kind of going, yeah, you know what, we don't really want to do this, but we're being told we have to. Well, I'd love to know who the we are. I mean, well, who's telling them? Who's forcing them to go in there and say, okay, you have to take those peaceful worshipers out of the park. However, make sure you don't bump into an Antifa person. Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's basically what they're doing, though. And it's a clear double standard, and it's very, very frustrating. And, you know, I had a case matter just discovered yesterday, and I was at this gathering, and they were, you know, small gathering. It was a little party for someone's birthday. And this couple told me how they had a Trump flag flying, and this group of BLMs and PLO, Palestinian rights activists,
wow,
came to their house. And I guess they were sort of on their way to the police. They're going to demonstrate at the police station, but they came around. They saw them. They stopped. They started screaming and yelling, using a bullhorn, threatening them with all kinds of language. This elderly couple were fearful. This little quiet suburban neighborhood in northern Orange County called the police. Said, "We are this group's out. They said, "Yes, we'll send the police." The police didn't come. This was going on and on. They called the police again. They were told, well, yeah, the police department doesn't want to get involved in anything dealing with demonstrations like this. They just want to stay away. And so basically you have to wait for them to, you know, kick down your door and then start shooting. And the police have nothing to do with it. And this is in northern Orange County. And that's all I can say, because one of them doesn't want to lose their job, and they're afraid if I disclose more than that, they may lose their job and get fired by their employer. And that's all I can say. But that's how scary it is. Suburbia, Orange County.
For those of you nationwide, you know, when the area he's talking about, you know, a conservative area in California. So, yes, we do have conservative areas in California, Southern California. And this should be a no-brainer for them. It should be a no-brainer for that police department, for the city council. And maybe, just maybe, this will wake up enough people to make sure that they start putting people in the city councils, local sheriff or what have you, that will act / react on these kind of things.
Exactly. People have a right to engage in free speech on public sidewalks as a general rule. They cannot be legally protected, though, if they target a residence like this. That is not protected free speech, to target a residence. And people need to understand that they don't have to put up with that. And if the city police are not responding, calling the county sheriff's department, that's the next thing to do. They should remember that. And hopefully one of
really,
the people
you can
choose.
So you can do that?
Yes.
So in their case, let's just say it's XYZ Police Department, and they don't really respond. You can pick up the phone and actually call the sheriff's department and say the local police will not respond to this.
That's right. And our lives are threatened, and they're threatening our lives, and we're scared. For
see,
our
we
lives.
Learned something
and,
new.
Yeah, and so you have a second element to go into play there, but it's really sad when you see law enforcement in one of the towns in Orange County acting so irresponsible and such hideous threats. Of course, a wonderful elderly couple.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. People, don't go far. We're going to talk about some more peaceful protests against Governor Gavin Newsom. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a new round of coronavirus relief in the Senate. It's called the Skinny Bill, and it hopes to extend small business loans and extra unemployment benefits. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell claims Republicans have been fighting for months to deliver another round of relief, including the HEALS Act in July.
It would have led right to bipartisan talks.
But Speaker Pelosi and the Democratic leader said no.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans called it a skinny bill, but it would be more appropriate to call it emaciated.
Shockingly, as the pain from this pandemic gets bigger and bigger, Republicans think smaller and smaller. They're moving backwards. Their proposal is completely inadequate and by every measure fails to meet the needs of the American people.
A vote on the measure is expected later this week. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. I'm Joe Mazzuto, your host. I got distracted by Al Sharpton, who's actually on TV again. You know, and he's now all of a sudden, think about something. All of a sudden, he's coming out and he's sticking up for the police. On this whole defund the police thing. He's saying, you know, it's wrong, you're not right, you shouldn't be talking like that. You know why? Because they're watching their poll numbers tank. They don't care about your safety. Don Lemon last week, what did he say? He wasn't concerned at the damage that they were doing, that the violence in these cities was going to turn people off to the Democrat Party, because the numbers were tanking. They didn't care about the people that were being hurt in the street. They only cared that the numbers were tanking. Did I say the numbers were tanking? It's just amazing to me. And if you guys can't see it, you deserve what you get. If you vote these people in, and you can't see what they're trying to do to you or what they have done to you for all intents and purposes, I'm sorry. Not to be mean. You deserve everything. Everything you vote for, you deserve it. Joe Mazzuto, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring him on. Brad Dacus joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate the time he spends with me. Brad, tell people about PJI.
Yeah, Pacific Justice Institute, we're a nonprofit legal defense organization. We're litigating, taking on cases across the country. Over 50 cases in litigation defending religious freedom, parental rights, and the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge, with hundreds of affiliate attorneys and more offices than any other organization of our kind. And we do it all without charge. So people who want to get more information, keep up with our work, or even support our work, they can just go to our website, and it's easy to do. It's simply pji.org, P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org. We have a great newsletter called Legal Insider. I strongly encourage people to go to the website, pji.org, and sign up to get that free weekly Legal Insider update on our cases and what's going on.
Well, you know what, people, you always complain. You tell me you don't have enough money, you don't have time, you don't have this, you don't have that, you don't know what you can do, you can't get out of the house. Well, Brad can get out of the house. Okay, and his team's doing some great work. So if you really, truly want to help, you really, truly want to do something, as you say, you tell me you want to do it on a regular basis, then head over to his website, pji.org. You know what? Skip a cup of coffee at that expensive coffee joint, right? Give the $5 to him, $10, whatever you can give. $5,000 works, too. But, you know, you say you want to help, here's a way you can help. Brad, thanks for being with me. As I said, I do always appreciate the time that you hang out with us on the show here.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. It really is.
So, before I get back to this, I was joking earlier about, have you seen Joe Biden's new Fresh Start ad? You know, about...
No, I haven't.
Well, it's great entertainment. You know, can't take it seriously, but it's great entertainment because for a man who's been in been in government for almost 50 years now, there's nothing new about him. There's nothing fresh about him. Same old things. Going to go back to the days of Obama. That's what he wants to do. But it's just so funny when he talks about the dark ages of the last 4 years and how bad the economy has been and the middle America is suffering. I'm going, wow, so you really believe this? You know, are you seriously saying this now? And
yeah.
I just found it. I was railing on it earlier because I found it quite amusing. I know not many people have seen it, but
it sounds like he's really insulting the intelligence of people who he thinks will vote for him, and that he's forgetting that Trump gave us the strongest economy in all our lifetimes, in multiple dimensions, including the minorities, but for this uncontrollable Chinese coronavirus. We would still be booming, and yet we're still having a great economic recovery, considering how hard we were hit. And he's forgetting what it was from. It was deregulation and cutting taxes, and he wants to go back. So he wants $4 trillion in tax increases. He wants heavy regulations. It's going to send us back to the slow growth years of the Obama administration. I don't think the American people want that. I think they want a job, they want a future. It's to me, it's pretty cut and dry, and I think hopefully we've learned something the last 3 years on what is good policy and what's bad policy.
Well, see a lot of people walking away from the Democrat Party, a lot of blacks walking away from the Democrat Party. Some of the predictions are that Trump will get almost 50% of the Hispanic vote and well over 20% of the black vote, and maybe even in the 30s at this point. And I don't think the Democrats, as Hillary Clinton was back in 16, is so out of touch with reality, so out of touch with the average American, that they really believe that what they're doing is right. They believe that what they're doing is the right thing to do, and it keeps them in power. Don't you think?
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. From the left, it's about staying in power. It's not about caring about the masses being murdered in Chicago and Seattle and Portland and other Democrat-controlled cities and New York City. And it's not about that. It's not about saving the lives of the people in the inner city. To them, that's just fodder to be used for political purposes. And if it doesn't start working, then they'll change their dialect with what they're saying. But this president, President Trump, has been pro-law and order from day one. And people know that. I think the Democrats are really counting on a very ignorant America who really can't pay attention to what's going on the last 3 years. I think American people are smart enough to realize and understand that the stark difference in directions for this country with an ultra liberal Biden Harris administration versus one that's strong America, strong economy, and a real future for our children with Trump.
You've got a lot more faith in them than I do. I love the American people, but I got to tell you, I always, when somebody says I have a lot of faith in the American people, I say, really? You remember Trump was elected twice. I mean, Obama was elected twice. Just remember that. Anyhow, let's move on to Governor Newsom. Nuisance, whatever you want to call them, anyhow. And, one of the questions I always ask is, as Christians, should we push back? Should we do the right thing? My answer is yes. You always do the right thing. So, but over 12,000 people of all races, I'm looking at the picture. Let me tell you what. There's all races. There's all sizes, short, small, fat, skin, thinny, whatever. You've got them all at this rally. It even looks like, there's all kinds of people there. I'll just put it that way. And 12,000 of them. And they were worshiping at the races. They were worshiping in the streets of Sacramento. They were even calling out the name of Christ. Can you imagine? On government streets using the name of Jesus Christ? That's just terrible. Anyhow, I don't think Newsom has enough police to drag them all out. I mean,
no.
This is if he had called out the National Guard for this, what a great... a great positive for the right, this would have been. It's probably where he was at, but this was technically unlawful, was it not?
Right. And yet, the main point, though, is that they need to be afforded the same treatment of free speech and expression as other groups. And the fact is, this group, the 12,000 that were worshiping the Lord, they aren't the kind that would throw things and try to stab police officers nearby, try to kill police officers and put buildings on fire. This is a very peaceful group. They probably picked up trash on the area more than what was there before they arrived. I mean, this was a group that had a solid resolve of prayer and reverence to God and to pray for the state and pray for those in the state capitol. We just see this double standard, and it's very disturbing that we have such a double criteria, if you will, against people of faith versus others. If they had been BLM and they had been or radicals, something else, there would have been no issue. It's because they were Christians that is the issue, and unfortunately, it should not be an issue. And the Constitution says it should not be an issue.
No, when you look at it, I love the fact that there were 12,000 there. That really makes it tough for the governor to do is say anything. But then you look at that, Nancy Pelosi going into the, a beauty parlor with no mask on, right? No distance, no social distancing there as well. Could that also be used to a degree as a defense as to why, we're not applying this to everybody? Why don't they have handcuffs on her? They handcuffed a guy, a homeless guy in Los Angeles, who for not wearing a mask and social distancing.
Yeah, well, that's a classic for double standard of do as I say, not as I do. The Marie Antoinette kind of a mentality that those who are the upper echelon are really actually free to do whatever they want. It's just the commoners, the lowlifes that have to comply with their edicts, that somehow they feel they're above it. It's really indicative, though, of really how they see themselves relative to others, and it's very, very frightening considering they call themselves public servants.
Yeah. No. They're serving it up to the public, though. It isn't what we want. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Brad Dacus, not going anywhere. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. Hey, listen to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time. I know there's a whole bunch of other shows and other things you could be doing. Some of you are just hanging out with me, and I appreciate that, you know, listening and even commenting in some areas. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Remember, there's a dozen ways to get the information on the show. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, or you can actually sign up for text alerts. Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Anyhow, guess who joins me now? Well, he's been with me. Now he's back with me. Brad Dinkins joins me, as he does every week. Kind of hit some of the hot issues, hot legal topics that are going on right now. Brad, thanks for being with me.
No, thank you, Joe. Always a pleasure.
You know, it's again, I'm seeing what I'm loving, and I know I shouldn't really bask in this, but really what I'm loving is watching all the double standards that are going out between the rioters, you know, BLM, Antifa, that kind of stuff, and somebody as peaceful as the worshipers. You know, it's getting out of hand, and this is going to there's going to be some great lawsuits out there after this, or even during, aren't there?
Oh, there are. We at Pacific Justice Institute have a number of lawsuits ongoing right now because of this double standard in California and outside of California and other states. So it's very troubling. And then when you see businesses engaged in the double standard, like American Airlines authorizing their employees to have these, be willing to have these buttons, these BLM buttons in your face to all the passengers getting on and off the flights. And yet passengers are limited in terms of their expression, potentially the other flight attendants who believe all lives matter or have a different worldview than the Marxist anti-police worldview of BLM. They can't express themselves. So it's really, you know, challenging not just to see it from a government perspective, but also some businesses that are foolishly isolating themselves from mainstream America that doesn't want to support organizations that are for violence and rioting and murders and death and unequal opportunity. I mean, and racism. I mean, that BLM stands for all these things. And Marxism. That's they're a Marxist organization. They don't believe in the traditional family. They want to, you know, reduce the police and defund the police. It's a very radical organization that is more against things than it doesn't propose anything of terms of positive change like school choice or economic zones. They're against those things that are actually going to help people. So yeah, it's disturbing that American Airlines has done that.
Well, they attacked. Listen, the BLM people attacked a. I'm going to talk about it later on, but it was a protest in Canada against, you know, child abduction for sex slavery. And they actually, you know, kind of, not, I won't say infiltrated, but they actually tried to stop that protest from happening. It's like, wait a minute, we're talking about child abduction of any color. Children sold into sex slavery of any color, not just white. It's just amazing how far this, how crazy this has actually gone.
Yeah.
Anyhow, is there anything... What does a parent who sees that happening on a regular basis, maybe, you know, BLM flag in the classroom, BLM mask on the teacher, which I think is hilarious, working from home with a mask on, just doesn't make any sense, but whatever. What can a parent do with that?
Well, we at Pacific Justice encourage parents to contact us if they see a teacher being political in your face like that in the classroom. It's very inappropriate. It's insulting and demeaning to the children and their families, and it's just not a classy way to teach. I mean, but it's even worse than that. It's a violation of the rights of students to have an equal opportunity in education without being harassed or stigmatized or isolated because the teacher's pushing something that goes against the beliefs and convictions. You know, you have a typical American family where they fear God. They believe in law and order, the police department. They don't think police are bad. They think police are overall are good. They want to have a free economic system, not a communist Marxist system that BLM is supporting. So it's those kids should not be treated isolated and differently. And teachers need to be sensitive to that. So they're being very insensitive. There's only one way of thinking. It's their way of thinking. Parents should contact us if they see that take place. Parents do have rights, and we at Pacific Justice will be happy to look at those rights, especially given the particular state that they're located in and what the parental rights statutes are in that particular state, as well as the Constitution.
Well, people need to push back. They need to fight back. This is a captive audience. Your kids are stuck looking at the teacher, looking at the mask, looking at what's on the wall behind them, the BLM banners and other things, not just that, but other things as well. And... you have a right to push back. You have a right to decide what your child sees and doesn't see. It just amazes me. Then you have a school district or school that ripped Bible verses from the day planners donated by a church. Now, they knew coming in what these things were. They knew what they were going to get. So a North Carolina middle school cut two Bible verses out of the day planners that were donated by students at a local Baptist church. Now, I know it sounds kind of shallow, but isn't this anti-Christian behavior? Isn't this exactly what they rail against us doing to other people?
Oh, you're right. And if this had been quotes from Gandhi or Confucius or something else, and Muhammad, that would have been allowed. It was, we have cultural tolerance. This is about teaching children tolerance. But they have a double standard if there's, you know, a couple of Bible verses on it. The question legally is, does this proselytize? Does this effectively proselytize? you know, and I would contend not. Having the children, though, every day before PE in first grade and second grade, hold their hands in the prayer position and say, in Chinese, an expression that's a worship expression to Buddha, every day before PE, as a part of Zoom, I have a problem with that. And that's, of course, what we're seeing in California schools in the elementary level with the part that's called Sonic, the Hedgehog program. I've got a problem with, because they're actually acting out a religion. And then they get upset when parents see what's going on.
I know. That would never hold up in court. You know, they've got these school districts that are trying to get the parents to sign. They're saying that they will not watch what their kids are watching for, you know, at school.
Yeah. Parents have a right.
There's no way that's gonna hold.
That's right. Parents, so long as parents are not being disruptive to the class and yelling and screaming or something, as long as they're just observing, there's absolutely no rational basis for preventing them from being able to see it. The fact that the teacher may be exposed for the indoctrination or the things that they're trying to do, so be it. Let them be exposed. Let them be held accountable. And at the very least, let parents know what's going on so they can pull their child out of that government school and put them into, like, the new, like, church homeschool groups or church homeschool co-ops that we see popping up all over the country, in churches that really care about kids and synagogues that care about kids, that want to provide an alternative, particularly for parents who have to work.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, we're getting so much misinformation that's coming out, so much crazy stuff that's coming out there that people are expected to sit down and try to move through, try to work through it. It's just amazing to me. And again, it is a lot of work. I don't think people really understand the, you know, these riots or what have you, we're near these riots and what's going on. You're not hearing about it. I'm going to start putting up, I've decided behind me, I'm going to start finding out what kids under, you know, 10 and under that were shot by BLM, shot by, a violence in the street like in Chicago and other places. I'm going to start putting them up on the wall behind me because nobody else wants to talk about them. Nobody else wants to talk about how violent their deaths were. I mean, that one young child, 5 years old, shot by a black guy that was mad and figured all whites should go, walked up, shot him in the head, didn't even give it a second thought.
Right.
I mean, that's cold.
It's cold. What people need to realize is these black lives were lost, not one or two, but a large number across the country in these cities, especially just Chicago alone. These black lives were lost directly because of BLM and their demonstrations and support of the rioting and violent activity and oppression of police protection. That is why we have all of these corpses, mostly African-American corpses, little children, all these dead are because of people's blind support of this very radical, dangerous organization, BLM, Black Lives Matter. People need to recognize that and be very hesitant the next time they go to a BLM demonstration. Even if they go for peaceful intent, their presence is supportive of the mass, which makes it more difficult for law enforcement to arrest and apprehend those who are engaging in violence and killing people. So people need to think through the consequences of their supporting, even if they blindly, think that for some reason that this cause is somehow justified. It's very troubling, and they're dying every day, and they're dying because of BLM, because black lives don't matter to BLM. Otherwise, they wouldn't be fostering these riots and burning down buildings and businesses of black-owned businesses and business owners.
I'm thinking about how much inaction, well, I should say that. Let me rephrase that. How much little power that parents really feel that they have when it comes to their kids in school. And again, people just need to push. All right, tell people real quick to get a hold. We're going to get a hold of you.
Yeah, pji.org. That's P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org.
Always a pleasure, Brad. Thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me. Guys, a lot more coming up in the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.